free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, the 10th of October, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Yeah, today we're going to talk Turkey. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Mark Hall on with us. He knows a great deal about what's happening in Turkey, Erdogan, as well as what's happening in this country with Fethullah Gulen and his network of government-funded charter schools. Last time I talked to Mark Hall, the total was up to about $750 million were the taxpayer-funded schools from the Gulenist network, which in other countries is pretty much run as Islamic madrasas. But here, so that they can get the cash, they kind of put that back to the back burner for a while. And so we're going to talk about what's going on with that, and we're also going to talk about stem cells. Mark has had some firsthand experience with stem cells in Panama, and as the FDA has taken it upon themselves to decide that they're going to shut down using our own stem cells. Why not? I mean, you know, what's the point of having power if you can't exercise it arbitrarily and totally over other people's lives so that you can enrich your friends? That's the whole point of these regulatory agencies in Washington. And they have gone through and said, no, you're not going to be able to extract a little bit of your fat, put it in a centrifuge, get the stem cells out of there and use it to actually heal your body. At a tiny fraction of what many of these pharmaceutical drugs that just mask the symptoms temporarily and have some horrific side effects, at a small fraction of what those drugs cost, you can actually heal many, many different chronic conditions. And so, of course, the FDA did what the FDA would always do in a situation like that. They shut it down cold. So Mark is going to talk to us about what's going on in Panama as well today. And of course, it's just a temporary situation. Once the pharmaceutical companies are able to get their patented stem cells out that they've taken from aborted babies, then of course, you know, then the FDA will see the light and they will see just how effective and important it is for you to be able to have these therapies at a much increased price, of course. So we're going to talk today about what's going on in Turkey. We're going to give you a little bit of a broader perspective, a little different perspective as to what's going on in Turkey than the mainstream media is doing. You hear so much about these Kurds. Who are these people? You know, who are the players here? Who is Turkey? Who are the Kurds? When did we start arming them? When did they become our allies? What are their political beliefs? And so on. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about California and how it has now become Venezuela's infrastructure. It's now a third world infrastructure. One of the California senators said, oh, we can't have this. This is third world. If you're going to shut down 800,000 different homes, you're looking at, some people estimate, about 3 million people being out of power. Some of these people are going to be out of power for a week or more. And quite frankly, folks, this is something that is not just California crazy. Yeah, it is California crazy, but this is what this really is, in my opinion. We're going to take a look at it. I think this is a couple of things in action here. It's environmentalism, and it is a reluctance to invest in our infrastructure. And a lot of people say, well, they put a lot of money in wind and solar in California, but they haven't been able to hook it up. And so they've actually got some excess capacity in solar, but they won't build the infrastructure to actually hook it up. This is Democrat planning at its finest, folks. And so we're going to take a look at this and what this kind of attitude says about everything here in America and about how they are working for, as Wired magazine put it, their description of smart cities and the 2030 agenda for sustainability is Airbnb for everything. Everything. You know, everything is owned by somebody else. You just rent it temporarily. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, October the 10th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look a little bit more at what's going on in Syria and with Turkey. And as I just said in the last segment, we're going to have Mark Hall joining us. He knows a great deal about what's going on in Turkey. He knows a great deal about a Turkish imam, a mystic, part of a global movement, Fethullah Gulen, who has a network of charter schools. They kind of masquerade as science and math schools here in the United States, but everywhere else in the world, they are madrasas. And, of course, Fethullah Gulen, and I would say also Erdogan, both of them want to set up a global caliphate with themselves at the head. So they're natural enemies to each other and to ISIS. I want to talk about what's going on in Turkey as well today. We're going to talk about the California-Venezuelan blackouts and many other things. We're going to talk about vaccines as well as stem cells. So I think it's going to be a interesting program today. Let's begin with Turkey here. It's kind of interesting how little press attention this report from yesterday got. Rasmussen, one of the better polling groups. You know, you've seen now that Fox News thinks that most people, most Republicans especially, want to impeach President Trump. But the interesting thing that Rasmussen did was they asked a question to people, is it time to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars? And when they asked the question, essentially, they did not tell people that this was something that was coming from President Trump. They took President Trump's quote that I read to you. I said, that's exactly right. When he did this, when he talked about getting troops out of Syria, I said, I find this a very, very hopeful sign because to me, it looks like President Trump is moving to try to deliver on his promises to make a connection to the base that he's going to need to get reelected. And when he talked about ending the endless wars, many of them tribal, and bring our troops home. So they took that quote. It is time for us to get out of these ridiculous endless wars, many of them tribal, bring our soldiers home. We will fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win. So they presented that quote from President Trump's tweet to people. And they didn't tell them it was coming from President Trump. They said, do you agree with this? You know, the interesting thing is that 58% of U.S. voters agreed with President Trump's statement. Time to get out of these endless foreign wars. Many of them tribal. We will fight when it is to our benefit only, and then we will fight to win. He said everything except we're not going to be the policemen of the world, right? So when you put that quote out there and you don't attach it to President Trump, you find that 58% of likely voters agreed with President Trump's statement. Only 20% disagreed. There's another 22% who said, well, I don't know. Even 55% of Democrats agreed. 69% of Republicans, 50% of voters who are independent. And they said that when they asked another question, 44% of all voters continue to believe our political leaders send American soldiers into harm's way too often. Only 4% think that U.S. soldiers aren't sent into harm's way enough. And Lindsey Graham couldn't even win those 4% when he ran for president. That's his constituency right there. A maximum of 4%. We need to get involved in more wars, right? That's the Lindsey Graham constituency. And then here he is talking about it, and I think he was on Fox News. Yeah, Fox and Friends. Video clip number 7.
Senator, your reaction to that tweet?
Yeah, that's a pre-9/11 mentality that the Mideast...
Hold it right here. Okay, now, your reaction to that tweet. Now, you just heard that tweet, which was not identified to President Trump, and I just told you that 58% of all voters across the political spectrum agreed with President Trump's statement. 55% of Democrats, 69% of Republicans. And so then you have Brian Kilmeade, who has taken on the mantle of the neocon men at Fox News in terms of Syria, bringing on Lindsey Graham and saying, well, what do you think about that quote? And you just heard Graham say, well, that's a pre-9/11 mentality. Let's go ahead and play the rest of that.
Yeah, that's a pre-9/11 mentality that the Mideast is no concern to us. I'll say what I said to President Obama. I hope President Trump's right. I hope we can turn the fight against ISIS over to Turkey. I hope that Turkey, when they go into Syria, they won't slaughter the Kurds. And I will say this to the president. It would be hard to protect America without allies over there.
And without the Kurds, we'd be defenseless.
Allies. And when Turkey goes into Syria, they're not going in to fight ISIS. They're going in to kill the Kurds because in their eyes, they're more of a threat to Turkey than ISIS. So I hope he's right. I don't think so. I know that every military person has told him, don't do this. And this is the pre-9/11 right. mentality that paved the way for 9/11. What's happening in Afghanistan is no concern to us.
So 9/11.
If he follows through with this, it'd be the biggest mistake of his presidency. I would argue for him to go back to the status quo. These safe zones were working.
Yes, status quo. We're there all the time.
International forces to protect the Kurds and Turkey is the way to go. If we pull out, the Kurds are in a world of hurt and ISIS comes back and President Trump will own it.
Yeah, well, you know, he may own the presidency if he actually follows through on stopping some of these endless wars. Let's keep the status quo, says Lindsey Graham. The status quo that Obama had, where we maintained all these, he was not only at war for his entire 8 years. First time we've ever had an American president there. Now, of course, you know, George Bush missed it a little bit and had to wait until September to pull off 9/11. If he could have got it a little bit earlier, he could have been at war for all 8 years. He could have set the record. But no, Obama kept all the wars he'd inherited, and he added a few more. As a matter of fact, you know, Graham saying, well, I hope that the Kurds can defend themselves. I had this quote, you know, it was Obama that was giving them weapons. I'll tell you about how that worked. But let's, before we move on to what President Trump said about Lindsey Graham. This is a pre-9/11 mentality. Did you hear how many times you mentioned 9/11, 9/11, 9/11? I would ask you, seriously, is that a threat, Lindsey? Are you threatening us with another 9/11 in case we don't fall in line with your military industrial complex stuff? Just remember that, folks. You heard it first from Lindsey Graham, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. And he says this pre-9/11 mentality that the Middle East is of no concern to us. Are you kidding me? How long have we been involved in the Middle East? We had the CIA overthrow the Iranian election back in the 1950s and install the Shah of Iran and give him his secret police, the SAVAK. And after 20 years of that, it blew up in our face and we wound up with radical ayatollahs in Iran. But of course, the American people don't remember that, right? And of course, Lindsey Graham doesn't remember the first Gulf War. He doesn't remember all of our connections with Israel, with Saudi Arabia. He doesn't remember any of that stuff. The Iranian coup and so forth. I mean, give me a break. We were never involved in the Middle East until after 9/11, according to Lindsey Graham. But here's what President Trump had to say about Lindsey Graham. Video 4.
Talking about imposing economic sanctions on Turkey over this incursion into Syria. What do you think about that?
Well, would I think you support it's okay. That? I've already told that to President Erdogan. Far more than sanctions. I'll do far more than sanctions. Lindsey, and I'd feel differently. I think Lindsey would like to stay there for the next 200 years and maybe add a couple of hundred thousand people every place. But I disagree with Lindsay on that. But I will tell you that I do agree on sanctions, but I actually think much tougher than sanctions if he doesn't do it in as humane a way as possible. But I've gotten him to stop for virtually from the first day that I was in office. But they've wanted to fight, and that's the way it is, and they've done it for so long. Yes, go ahead.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk about NATO. We're going to talk about the UN. We're going to talk about budgets. We're going to talk about how did the Kurds become our primary security interest. They are vital to the security of America. Who the hell are these people? Why do we need them to defend America? But we leave our borders open? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, I'm seriously going to talk about what's going on with the Kurds, with Syria, with Turkey when we come back. Stay with us.
It's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. There's a reason we were deplatformed 14 months ago. And it's because InfoWars has been over the target with something like a 98% accuracy rate. We have laid out everything that's going on, and folks are really paying attention now. That means now is the time to support the InfoWar more than ever, and we're going to take this thing over the top together. Everything must go super sale, ladies and gentlemen. This sale on some items on the site is the biggest sale we've ever offered. 40 to 70% off, store-wide. Many of these are at cost or below because we're offering free shipping on every order and double Patriot points. Take advantage of the Everything Must Go sale, and the funds that come in allow us to fund ourselves into next year and order new product for next year at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And again, as you heard Lindsey Graham say, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11. Before 9-11, we weren't involved in the Middle East, right? You didn't know that, did you? Talk about revisionist history. It just wiped out about 60 years worth of American foreign policy in the Middle East. We're involved everywhere in the Middle East. Lindsey, did you ever hear about the petrodollar? Did you ever hear about this place called Saudi Arabia? I guess not. Israel? You never heard of that either? Yeah, you've heard of Israel, haven't you, Saudi? Your key sponsor, Sheldon Adelson, knows all about it, doesn't he? But he pretends that we were never involved in the Middle East, he said, until 9-11. And this is a pre-9-11 mentality. You better not stop this military-industrial complex, or we'll have to show you how dangerous life can be with another terror attack, right? That's exactly what we're talking about here. As President Trump said, well, if Lindsey had his way, he'd be everywhere. For centuries, you'd have hundreds of thousands of troops everywhere, except for the border. That's what President Trump should have added. As Lindsey Graham and others lecture us about how vital it is for our security to have the Kurds on our side, they can't be bothered to do anything about protecting the American border. Well, Lindsey, if you're worried about terrorists, do you think they could walk across the border? We got people walking across the border from every country on earth. And you don't seem to care. It's not a national security issue. Well, if the borders of America aren't a national security issue, then the border between Turkey and the Kurds there at Syria is not a national security concern of mine. And it shouldn't be of yours either. Let me take a look at this. Also consider the fact that as everybody is wringing their hands about the Kurds, that Turkey is our NATO ally. Now, you may not think that they're a great government, and I don't think so either, but still, they're in NATO. Trump has said, why doesn't NATO do something about the ISIS jihadis? Any of these European countries want to take them? Anybody? Anybody? No, I didn't think so. Turkey says, we'll take them. We got something in mind for them. And so President Trump turns them loose on them. But Turkey is about 5% of NATO's budget. The U.S. is over 22% of NATO's budget. Germany, 14%. 13 allies paid less than 1%. So why can't we get some help from a Turkey ally? I mean, a NATO ally, Turkey. Right? Why not? You know, France pays 10.5%. Britain, 9.8% of the NATO budget. Turkey doesn't pay too much less. They pay 5%. And there's 13 allies that pay less than 1%. So Turkey is a stronger member than 13 other allies. They pay about five times as much as 13 other allies. But you would think that Turkey was ISIS. If you listen to Brian Kilmeade at Fox News and Shepard Smith and Lindsey Graham, you would think they were the ISIS terrorists. Who knows? I think they're all pretty much ISIS terrorists. And as we look at our budget there with NATO, about 22%. Guess what? That's about what we pay for the UN. Where did we come up with the 22% solution for global governance, right? Why did we wind up paying 22% at NATO and 22% at the UN? Why are we even in those organizations? They act contrary to everything that this country is about. We pay the biggest share of two institutions that are adamantly opposed to the interests of America. And I say that about NATO as well. Because if NATO is so important, you have to pay 22%. We cannot protect our border. Can you imagine if we took 22%, let's say, of the Pentagon's budget to protect our border? You know, just shut down what we're paying the UN. Shut down what we're paying NATO. And let's just take that money and protect the U.S. border. Or since they like 22%, just take 22% of the military budget. Would it be asking too much to take one-fifth of the American budget and use it to actually protect America? That's why I said we ought to stop calling it the Department of Defense. They're not defending us. It's the Department of War. That's what they used to call it prior to the Civil War. They used to call it the Department of War. And then they called it the Department of Defense when they stopped defending us. We call it the Department of War before we went abroad starting wars everywhere. So go figure. Anyway, President Trump tweeted out, when the UN is complaining about the fact that they may not be able to pay employees next Monday. Oh, I'm so sorry. They may not be able to pay their 37,000 employees. Well, maybe you guys ought to get a job somewhere else. How about that? President Trump said, so make all member countries pay, not just the United States. To which Obama's UN ambassador, former UN ambassador, Samantha Powers, said, just another diversionary lie from real Donald Trump. Other countries, in fact, pay 78% of the UN budget. They also provide nearly 100% of the 100,000 soldiers and police who help in places like Mali and Lebanon, where the U.S. has important national security interests. Of course, we don't have any important national security interests at our own border, right? But anyway, she was pilloried for that response on Twitter. One person wrote, so 195 countries pay 78% and the U.S. pays 22%? And you don't see a problem with this? Okay, Samantha. The U.S., with less than 5% of the world's population, pays 22% of the U.N. budget, wrote another person. And Twitchy, that's a news aggregator for Twitter, says, great point that was made by Samantha Powers, albeit not the one she thinks she's making. When she talks about the fact that most of the money is coming from us. Why, again, not a problem. Yeah, President Trump is yet again right. And so who are these people as we have this move into the Kurdish area by the Turkish government there? And why are they doing this? Well, for quite a while, you know, going back to, I guess we could go back. We could take a look at CNN's description as to who are these Kurds here. Yeah, who are the Kurds? And why are these poor people under attack? A very different portrayal than we got a couple of years ago under Obama. Then it was, well, I don't know about these Kurds, but now it's CNN because it's Trump. Well, these people are members of an ethnic minority. Oh, that means, okay, well, I'm starting to get more sympathetic to them already. A unique race, a culture, a language. Before World War I, traditional Kurds lived a nomadic lifestyle before the breakup of the Ottoman Empire. And then something happened in World War I with the breakup of the Ottoman Empire. The British went in and partitioned that area. And they created Iran, Iraq, the boundaries for Syria and so forth, Lebanon. And they didn't create a Kurdistan homeland. So the Kurds are the largest ethnic minority in several different countries. They're the largest ethnic minority in Syria, the largest ethnic minority in Turkey. And they've been caught, I guess you could say, between Iraq and a hard place, between Iraq and a couple of hard places. And they also have some influence from the old Soviet Union. So we're going to talk a little bit about who these Kurds are, how did they get where they are, and what's up next. We'll be right back.
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission. Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video. As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap. But, folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No, I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly on a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the everything must go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are to cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others. And it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products. Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, so who are these Kurds that Lindsey Graham tells us are vital to our defense? Not protecting our border, not protecting our southern border. No. To save us from terrorists, we've got to have the Kurds there. So who are these guys? As I said, if you want to know what really defined the situation there with the Kurds, you take a look at the aftermath of World War I and World War II, or the consequences of it. After World War I, the Ottoman Empire was broken up, and so was the Middle East, partitioned by the British. Then, during World War II, both the British and the Soviets invaded the area, and that was in 1941. In 1946, after the war was over, the Soviets kind of didn't want to get out of there. It's funny how they are like that, you know? Just like they didn't want to get out of Eastern Europe, they built an Iron Curtain and so forth. Well, once they got a foothold in the Middle East, the Soviets didn't want to get out of there in 1946 either. And when they created these partitions, you know, when you look at the different groups, some people have said the Kurds are like the Medes that you see in the Bible. So you have the, you know, Iraq, primarily Babylonian, Iran, Persian, the Kurds. Many people believe Medes because of the culture, because of the language. Some people dispute that. Nevertheless, whether they were Medes or not, they were not given their own territory. And so the way these lines were drawn, the Kurds got chopped up into all these different countries, into Iran, into Iraq, into Turkey, into Syria, and so forth. And so that's the situation now. Plus, you still have the influence of the Soviets left behind. So when you look at Turkey, Kurds are the largest ethnic minority in Turkey. They make up about 20%. When you look at Syria, the Kurds are the largest ethnic minority in Syria. They make up about 15% there. And they've been a problem for everybody because the Kurds want to have their own country. I don't blame them for that, but I do blame them for their embrace of Marxist-Leninism philosophy. And again, that is a holdover from the Soviet Union's presence there. And so we look at what's going on in Turkey, our NATO ally. If Turkey is so bad, let's kick them out of NATO, right? Lindsay, do you want to get Turkey out of NATO? Maybe he does. I don't know. But it's absolutely amazing to me to see how, you know, the Kurds can do no wrong and Turkey can do no right, even though Turkey is in NATO and paying 5%, which I said is more than 13 countries that just pay 1% of the NATO budget. We, of course, pay 22% of the budget, and we have to do everything everywhere, according to Lindsey Graham in the military-industrial complex. We can't pull out of Syria because the whole place will melt down, and our NATO ally, Turkey, can't be trusted to go in there and keep peace or do anything in there as well. One of the reasons that Turkey is upset about the Kurds is because in Turkey, again, where the Kurds are 20%, the largest ethnic minority in Turkey, in Turkey, it is the Kurdistan Workers' Party that is really kind of the lead there. You may have heard of PKK. Well, the PKK, as the BBC pointed out 3 years ago, the BBC said the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, has been a thorn in Turkey's side for decades. The group has Marxist-Leninist roots. This according to the BBC, so you can believe it, right? but they are Marxist-Leninist. They were formed in the late 1970s. They launched an armed struggle against the Turkish government in 1984. They called for an independent Kurdish state within Turkey. This is why Turkey doesn't like the Kurds, because they're kind of like Antifa. To put it mildly. But they've had a lot of terrorist attacks, car bombs, policemen killed, civilians killed, a lot of terrorist attacks by the Marxist-Leninist Kurds in Turkey. Hundreds of people have died in more than a year of clashes. This is 3 years ago that BBC was reporting. And they are listed as a terrorist group. Surprise, surprise. This Marxist-Leninist group with car bombs and attacks, the Kurdish PKK in Turkey, is listed as a terrorist group, not just by Turkey, but also by the EU and by the U.S. I would think probably also by NATO, wouldn't you think? And so are these the same guys that are in Syria? Well, in Syria, the group there calls themselves the YPG. They are the People's Protection Units. That's, you know, somehow they get to YPG. They got a different alphabet. They got a different name for everything in this, these foreign countries. But they are the People's Protection Units. Now, that doesn't sound like a Marxist group, does it? No, not at all. But they say that they're not Marxists. And Washington, going back to 2017, as The Guardian was saying at the time, Washington's decision, that would have been Obama's Washington, To directly arm the YPG and to equip it with heavy weaponry is a game changer for U.S. relations with Syria's Kurds. Turkey fears the ascendancy of the YPG. Again, this is 2 years ago. This was May of 2017. So this was President Trump. This was not Obama. Turkey fears the ascendancy of the YPG, which is the sister group of the PKK. But of course, it's not Marxist, right? All these people that Lindsey Graham tells us are vital to our defense are a bunch of Marxist Islamicists. Think about that. And we don't need to protect our border. Because, of course, none of the people, none of the jihadis would ever come across the southern border into the United States, right? Yeah, only the drug cartels, as if they aren't even worse, perhaps, or just as bad. An organization, the PKK, is an organization, says The Guardian at the time, that's fought the Turkish state for 40 years. What worries Ankara, that is Turkey's capital, is the emergence of an autonomous Kurdish region along its borders, acting as a launch pad for attacks on Turkish soil, isolating the second largest military force within NATO. Turkey is the second largest military force within NATO, a traditionally indispensable component of the Western-led liberal international order. But see, President Trump is just totally off the charts to side with Turkey, our NATO ally, that according to even The Guardian, is indispensable to NATO. President Trump is absolutely crazy to side with them. He should let them go to Vladimir Putin. This is essentially what Lindsey Graham and these people are saying. And, of course, he's siding with Turkey to keep them out of the arms of Russia. And he is, shame on him, he is attacking these Marxist-Leninist Kurds. Does any of this stuff make any sense to you? It doesn't make any sense to me when I look at the narratives that come out of that. And so we have the PKK in Turkey, politically Marxist-Leninist. We have another group, the PYD, that has been banned in Syria. They have the KDP, the Kurdish political party that is in Iraqi Kurdistan. The U.S. State Department has said that Kurdish group is an organization that's closer to organized crime syndicate than even a political party. Oh, okay, so not Marxist, but kind of a mafia group. Not even political party, they're just organized crime, according to the U.S. State Department. And again, these are characterizations that go back for years. This is not a new characterization. The PUK is another political group within Iraqi Kurdistan, and that group is part of the Socialist International. Its internal structure is loosely mirroring that of the Soviet Union. Why would that be? Would it be because the Soviet Union was there? And because these Marxist-Leninist groups in Kurdistan are probably more like the old Soviet Union than even Russia today? Absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong, trying to fact-check the president?
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Brian Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And, of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and Senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms. Let's look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula. Minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-Pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AMPM Formula $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show hosts, prominent guests I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago, and now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google, and Apple moved over there, and it's incredible, and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Folks, let's talk about what's going on in California. We got California on the line. California, thanks for joining us. California? Oh, I think they lost their power. They must have can't call in. I don't know. Yeah, we've got up to 3 million Californians who are going to lose their power as they now have the power company there, PG&E, California's largest utility, and their bankrupt utility has now decided that they're going to start shutting off power beginning yesterday. 800,000 homes, they said, and of course that's going to represent about 3 million people. And why did they do it? Oh, because of windy weather. Hold it. Windy weather and heat. Now, these are the people who decided that they would base their power on solar power and wind power. But when it's blowing, when the wind is blowing, we got to shut the power grid down, right? Because this bankrupt utility can't be bothered to make safe power distribution infrastructure. That's really what we're talking about here, right? California's largest and bankrupt utility began shutting off power yesterday. Because of windy weather, they think that the economic impact may reach $2.6 billion. 500,000 homes and businesses in Northern California have already lost power as PG&E orchestrates the biggest ever intentional power shutoff to keep its lines from sparking blazes. So they can't build power distribution infrastructure that doesn't spark blazes. And this is typical of what we're seeing across this country, especially in the Democrat areas. A lack of investment in an infrastructure as they began subsidizing self-driving cars and other things like that. Because, you know, we can't be allowed to actually have an infrastructure that is provided by the government anymore. They're not going to provide those services for us. Just don't have the money. And utility companies there in California are bankrupt. Never before have they intentionally cut power to so many for so long. About 15% of the utility company customers may go dark. A lot of areas like the Napa Wine Valley area is also going to go dark. And you had a California State Senator, Jerry Hill, who said this cannot be something that is acceptable nor long term. This is third world and we are not. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. And you're desperate to be third world. You've incentivized people from the third world to come in. And of course, California's policies are turning its infrastructure into a third world type of infrastructure. How is this possible? You know, you have had in the past, and of course, here's another aspect of the third world, right? As power's being turned off to small businesses and homes all across, and farms all across California, guess who's not getting their power turned off? The big tech companies and their headquarters, they still have power. Now, we're told by Wired Magazine, well, you know, don't get upset about that. It may look like, you know, when you look at Tesla, take Tesla, for example, says Wired. It looks like whatever the power outage version of gerrymandering would be. But don't get upset. Don't get upset. Because, you know, Tesla and these big companies, they get their power delivered directly to them via high power lines. And they build those properly. It's just the ones that are going through neighborhoods and small towns and small businesses and rural areas that the utility company doesn't really care about it. You know, they say, stick a pole up there, string a couple of wires. That's good enough. We're done. They're not going to bury the power lines, even though that they know that this is something that's caused fires in the past. No, the solution is not to build the infrastructure. The solution is to just turn it off. That's Democrats for you. Big commercial companies like tech headquarters tend to be located closer to the bulk transmission system and the high voltage lines, which are less impacted by this outage because it's not the little dangling overhead lines like you see in neighborhoods. You know, you can't put them under the ground, of course, right? No, these are built to higher standards and they can take it. So that's part of it. But then there's another aspect to this as well. Going back again a couple of years ago, people at the time were talking about rolling blackouts. You've heard that, right? Rolling blackouts in California. I mean, could it be that maybe that is a factor here as much as the winds? Maybe the fact that they not only have not built the infrastructure that they need in California, but maybe they have been shutting down the sources of power generation so they don't have enough to go around? Would that be part of it too, maybe? Well, if that's not a part of what's going on right now, it is a part of the bigger picture in California. As one article put it, the Institute for Energy Research 3 years ago said, California's self-inflicted energy shortage, talking about how they were shutting down coal generation, they were shutting down natural gas, they're shutting down nuclear. They don't want anything but solar power and wind power. And as they pointed out in conclusion, they say California's utility system is so tight, so complex, that it's vulnerable to rolling blackouts if only part of the system is down. And they had natural gas facility at one point in time that was having problems, and they don't want to fix the problems with the natural gas. They don't want to fix it with the coal plants. They don't want clean coal. They don't want clean gas. They don't want to make it clean. They don't want to make the transmission lines safer. Instead, they just want to build sustainable energy. So they have renewable mandates throughout California. 2 years ago, we had the LA Times talking about the conundrum that this has created for California. California invested heavily in solar, and now there's so much that other states are being paid to take it. Think about that. They invested, malinvested government money so heavily in solar that they've got a glut of solar while they're having rolling blackouts. How could that be? Well, because the geniuses there in California haven't figured out how to hook it up in all cases to the power grid to actually deliver it. Again, another infrastructure issue. And so what they're doing, I said, we actually paid Arizona to take excess electricity the residents were not using for 14 days during March, said the LA Times back in June of 2017. So for 2 weeks, they paid Arizona to take excess electricity from them. They said it happened for 8 days in January, 9 days in February, and then 14 days in March. They said California has also paid other states to take power from them. Solar and wind power production was curtailed a relatively small amount, about 3% in the first quarter of 2017, but it's more than double the same amount they had a year earlier. So why, if they are having, they got so much excess power that they're paying other people to take it away from them, how can they have these rolling blackouts? And it's even worse than that. They said, even though they've got a glut of power from solar, rates have risen faster in California than in the rest of the U.S., and Californians now pay about 50% more than the national average. How could this be? One word. Democrats. Democrats and environmentalists are doing this. A couple of years ago, I did a report about this, talking about when you shut down the grid, because they talk about it. They say, look, you can't provide solid state power for the grid. You don't have a big enough battery to save all of this solar power. And so what happens is you actually have to cycle the, what they call the fossil fuel plants, natural gas, which can be very clean, coal, which can be very clean, but they have to be cycled up and down to, take care of the surges in the, power grid. Do you have that, that video so you can show people what that looks like? And go ahead and roll that as B-roll. So what happens is, it's kind of like when you go through a town. There you go. There's the wind power, and it's going to vary. Now, they don't change in terms of the speed, as you see there. That's a representation. But, of course, the solar does. And when that is varying, what they have to do is they have to cycle the fossil fuel plant up and down. And you can see that fossil fuel plant going up and down as the renewable energy is not steady state. And that has the same effect as if you were stopping at stoplights with your car, idling for a long period of time, and then having to accelerate. You know, when the light turns green, you use more fuel. Well, that's what's happening in California. Brilliant. That is environmentalism at work right there in California. All right, folks, just want to remind you that we have a massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars Live products, all of our natural, safe, effective, and now very affordable products. 50% off, free shipping store-wide, and double the Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans who Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up, like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have ban.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share ban.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's not just the havoc that has been wreaked on the electrical system in California from environmentalist policies that have been taken to heart in California. There, they are true believers in it. And just as they have welcomed massive numbers of people from Central America, they have now brought in the same kind of infrastructure that you see in third world countries as well, just to make them feel at home, rolling blackouts and so forth. And when you look at this, one individual and Popular Science even said, California's massive power outage is a wake-up call for the whole country. It's not just the electrical system. All the infrastructure is connected. That means other systems like water distribution, hospitals, roads, they're all under the assumption that you're going to have a working power grid. And when the power grid is down, all of those systems go down as well. It's one of the reasons why you need to prepare. Because the people who are supposed to provide us with an infrastructure don't even want to build roads. They don't want to maintain power generation. They don't want to, even when they are shutting down traditional power generation and ramping up with solar power, they can't be bothered to actually hook the solar power up in a way that they can use it. So California is paying people to take excess solar power. They have utility rates that are 50% higher than the rest of the country, and brownouts and blackouts. And I don't know if this whole thing about being concerned about the possibility of fires starting to happen, it seems to me like you would wait until there was actually a fire and then you would shut the power to it. But no, if it's windy, now we're going to shut down the power grid. When the winds stop blowing, where are you going to get your solar power? None of this makes any sense, does it? Unless you realize that their purpose is to essentially shut down the country, shut down our power infrastructure, and to make us dependent on the government as they impose a false austerity on us, one that is not needed. And they're even going after toilet paper. You know, these same people now talk about an SHTF scenario, they're going after toilet paper. After shutting down our 3-gallon flush toilets, now these people are trying to squeeze the Charmin. They're very upset with Procter & Gamble. I said, you can't make toilet paper out of trees. So I guess we're going to go back to corn cobs because we can't, we're not going to subsidize the ethanol business anymore. We're going to give them a new profit center. This is absolutely insane. You know, as we were leaving for vacation out of Austin, my wife and I were parked at a traffic light. And as we were stopped, the traffic coming the other direction off to our right, they had two buses, one of them a double-wide bus. So you've got, you know, they call them in the UK, they call them bendy buses. But you've got an articulated bus, two links long and one driver, and then behind that, another bus. And before they took off, I said to my wife, I said, watch, there's not going to be a single person in those buses except for the drivers. And sure enough, as they turned left in front of us, there wasn't a single person on any of those three buses. There it is. Yeah, one of those. So they had one driver for the double bus, the bendy bus. And then they had one driver for the other one. So I guess the goal is they can get electric buses that will be fully autonomous, and then you won't have to have any people on board them. They can just start circling around as long as the power generation hasn't been shut down, because then how are you going to charge those electric buses? We'll be right back, and we'll talk about what's going on with the self-driving cars in the bigger context, in the bigger context of the rent everything economy. We'll be right back.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It drove like a drunk driver. Yeah, this is not Eric Peters' assessment of the Tesla Smart Summons feature. This is Consumer Reports. They actually did their own testing. You know, as soon as Tesla pushed that update out over the air to their cars, and that happened while I was on vacation, people were posting on social media all these different pictures of their own tests in public areas. You know, it's a great feature. You know, you just tell your car, oops, oh, it just pulled right out in front of that car. Oh, wow. That was, oh, it just hit the garage door. Oh, look at that. It's turning wide. Okay. So these people started saying, oh, I got this new feature. Let me take some video. And it's like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. One of the cars you just saw there, slammed into the side of his own garage door. Here it is. He's chasing his car down. He can't catch it. It's taking off without him. So there are some problems with this, aren't there? And quite frankly, all joking aside, I have a big problem with politically connected crony capitalists like Elon Musk and these other people getting a pass. And it's not just him. It's all these people who are involved in self-driving cars getting a pass to experiment on public roads. My family and I are not your guinea pigs. And every time I have Eric Peters on, we just marvel at how the entire purpose of the federal government's regulation up until the time that they decided they were going to kill gasoline engines because, you know, carbon stuff. Up until that point, everything that they were focused on was safety, safety, safety. And they've made the cars heavier and far, far, far more expensive and complex, making it more difficult for us to own them. That wouldn't be a plan, would it? But as they do all of that stuff, and that has been their focus, they just turn a blind eye to the blind eyes of these self-driving cars. As Eric Peters calls it, he says they are glaucomic. They can't see. If you or I had vision that bad, we'd have our driver's license taken away from us. And these smart summons features are kind of driving like very elderly drivers in Florida that I used to live with when I was growing up in Florida, who should have had their should have turned in their driver's license at that point. Consumer Reports is calling the feature glitchy and says that it is, quote, a science experiment. They said smart summon doesn't match up to the marketing hype. Imagine that. Elon, Elon Musk putting out something that doesn't match up to the hype? Who'd have thought? Automation, they said, was glitchy. At times, it worked intermittently without a lot of obvious benefits for consumers. Consumers are not getting fully tested consumer-ready technology, said Consumer Reports. Tesla owners are being enlisted as beta testers, even though they're paying $6,000 up front for the promised automation. Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, they're paying $6,000, and they're out there beta testing their stuff on the highways and in the parking lots and causing damage to their cars and to other people, putting other people at risk. And that's the problem that I have with it. I didn't sign up to be a part of their beta test. And the NTHSA is not doing anything to protect the public roads after they have told us, justified their existence for decades to say that they're going to keep the roads safe. They are completely AWOL on all of this. So Consumer Reports took this, they put it in their controlled situation, in their controlled parking lot. They did not. Interestingly enough, Consumer Reports, unlike all the Tesla owners and Elon Musk, they had the consideration to not do their tests on a public road or public parking lot. They said the system's reliability only works, is the problem. It only works intermittently. They said the Model 3 that was using Smart Summon didn't always stay on its side of the lane in the parking lots either. They said in one case, the system worked in one section of a private lot, but in another part of the lot, it mistakenly detected that it was on a public road, and then it shut itself down. At various times, our Model 3 would suddenly stop for no obvious reason. In tests at one lot and at Consumer Reports Auto Test Center, the vehicle drove in the middle of the traffic lane, not on the side closer to the parked cars as a human driver would. And it would wander left and right as it drove, erratically, like a drunken or distracted driver. In other words, the Model 3 drove itself the wrong way on a one-way lane. Oh, sorry, in another instance, not in other words. But yeah, so it's veering all over the place like a drunk driver. It goes down the wrong way on a one-way lane. The tester had to run out to the car to move it to allow the traffic to begin flowing again after it stopped by thinking that it was in a public road because it's only supposed to operate in parking lots, and yet it is a danger even there. Eric Peters' characterization of it, he calls it the not-so-smart summoning, said the driverless Teslas are glaucomic, their hazy electronic eyes don't see cross traffic in time, or they back into it. This is what we've seen from the multiple tests that have been put onto Twitter. They have very poor peripheral vision. And if we were dealing with a human driver, they would likely have their license revoked on the basis of not being able to pass a vision test. It used to be that the DMV failed drivers who couldn't back into or out of a parking lot without knocking over cones. But that was yesterday. When it comes to our new robot overlords and our technocratic elite crony capitalist overlords who will be selling that, well, not selling them, renting them eventually to us. We just look the other way, don't we? It's okay, says Eric Peters, to let a car back into other cars or into people. We're not going to have anything done by our safety guardians in the federal government. And then above the safety issue is the legal issue. Who is going to be responsible for the damage caused by a glaucomic driverless Tesla, writes Eric Peters. If you are run over by one, do you sue the driver who summoned it, or do you sue the company, which knowingly put defective technology in its cars and then sold those cars to people and told those people it was safe to use? So is that going to be a lawsuit? Well, you're going to have to get in line because Elon Musk has got his pedo guy lawsuit going on. Hopefully there'll be some money left so that you can sue them after their car drives into you in the parking lot. And it's not just the smart summons feature. As Eric Peters points out, these other driver assists, which are on all of our cars, if you're buying any new cars, and it's one of the reasons why I haven't, I don't want to have a car that is going to counter steer, that is going to determine when it needs to brake and so forth. And as Eric Peters points out, as he tests cars, that's the other thing he does, is he doesn't just write about politics and freedom and how that intersects with cars, but he also drives them and tests them. He says, I've experienced this test driving new cars. I was driving one of these, a new Prius, with an automated emergency braking. When it applied the brakes full force for no apparent reason, I almost had the dashboard for lunch. There was no deer in the road. The car ahead of me had not braked, let alone stopped, but the Prius did, completely, in the middle of the road, which was thankfully not busy at the time. And thankfully, as he pointed out, he didn't have a large semi bearing down on him because they can't stop as quickly as a car. That is a real issue. And it not only is going to slam on the brakes, but it's also going to cut your throttle. And finally, the point that Eric makes is that if it takes over control of your car, and he puts the "your" in air quotes here, if it takes over control of your car, do you really own your car? You know, control is how you define ownership, isn't it? And that's why I say, as they move to control our movement, as they move to control our speech, our communications, as they move to control our ability to shoot, have they taken ownership of us? Have they turned us into slaves? Oh, it is a full spectrum system of control, isn't it, that they have coming out. And I'm going to lay that out for you because Wired Magazine just put out an article this last Friday when I was gone, talking about how we're going to have the Airbnb of everything. Oh, that's a clever little way to sell the public on the idea that you will own absolutely nothing. You will be owned. That's another name for slavery.
The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turned over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years, and God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission. China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like Infowars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for you.
Before the horse, you know, we've got the smart summons from Tesla, and it's just trying to, it's not relying on a map. It's got its vision and its thinking, and so it's just doing this on the fly. Except that it doesn't have very good peripheral vision. It's got very poor eyesight and makes bad decisions, kind of drives erratically like a drunk driver and so forth, as they pointed out. So maybe that's not the approach that's going to work. So you got Uber and Waymo are mapping out city streets for their future self-driving fleet, which is not really that far away. Car and Driver reports that Uber and Waymo, of course, is Google's autonomous driving startup. Uber has gone to Dallas. They've got two SUVs that are going to be mapping out everything in Dallas in detail. And then Waymo is going to be using three vehicles in Los Angeles to map out everything in detail. So the Waymo mapping program will take a few months as three of the company's specially equipped Chrysler Pacifica minivans will collect data. They want to know the things like the exact height of a curb, the type of road surface, the locations of traffic lights. They said the things that our cars care about are quite different than someone trying to find their way via Google Maps or Waze. And, of course, I would interject in here that, you know, for quite some time, we had a lot of stories in the early days as Google Maps was still learning the ropes. I remember a particular situation where a couple was routed down a road where the bridge was out. But, you know, you got to trust these. You got to trust Google, right? It would never be wrong. Your computer is never wrong. This is the mentality that if you got a printout, you know, hey, that's it. I got a printout. And you don't ever ask, well, was the model correct? Did you put garbage in there? And did you get garbage out of it? So in that particular case, you had one that I remember. It was a couple. And the guy's driving down the road, and even though there were cones and signs up for him telling him the road was out, do not come down here. They went around the cones because why? Because their phone said so. And then the bridge was out. They went down, crashed the car into a ravine. It killed the driver. The wife survived. So she said, yeah, we just believed it. You know, it was right there on the map. And so you're not even going to have a driver. And these cars, as they're putting them in there, they sent out a message, a TechCrunch, confirmed today that a notice went out to members of Waymo's early rider program. These are people who have been participating in company tests from the very beginning, and they get into these vehicles that, for the time being, have some backup drivers in them. But they have now Waymo has now sent out invitations to people. They're telling them that they're about to start offering autonomous rides with no backup driver. This is going to be happening in the Phoenix area. Oh, boy, that's great. It was in Arizona. I don't know if it was in Phoenix where we saw the one company. And again, I don't know if it was Uber or Lyft, but I think it was Uber. Remember that situation where it ran over, the lady who was crossing the street. And at first the sheriff came out and said, well, it was that lady's fault because she was crossing the street there where there wasn't a street crossing. And they couldn't see him there. But then we got the footage. You know, there was footage showing what was ahead, dash cam showing what was ahead, as well as a dash cam that was showing the human driver who was sitting there lulled into passivity on social media or playing a video game or something. And she was startled as she heard the thump thump of the person that she just ran over. And the sheriff was saying, well, it's not her fault and it's not the car's fault. They just couldn't see it. And all these people who do this say, well, the car doesn't rely on visible light. It's got radar. It's supposed to pick that up. It didn't even slow down. So this is the world in which we are now finding ourselves. And as I look at this, and as I look at Uber and Waymo mapping out the city streets, what this really reminds me of, yeah, there's a Tesla driver fast asleep, filmed by other people who are not asleep, fortunately. But when I look at Uber and Waymo mapping out the streets for their future conquest, reminds me of the beginning of War of the Worlds. Remember how that began? Minds that are to our minds, as our minds are to those of the beast who perish. Intellects, vast, cool, unsympathetic, regard our world with envious eyes, don't they? Slowly and surely, they draw their plans against us. And when H.G. Wells wrote that introduction to the War of the Worlds, he said, in the early 20th century came the Great Disillusion. Well, it's the early 21st century that is going to become the Great Disillusion when people realize what the real purpose of this is. You know, we got people out there like Joaquin Alvarez, who retweeted an article from Wired Magazine with the comments, and he's all about smart city, and he's, I think he's one of these people working with the Saudis to set up their smart city. But he puts himself out as director of smart city and digital innovation, a keynote speaker. This was sent to me by a listener. Thanks for forwarding this to me. He said, when he tweeted this out, he said, society turns its back on property, all uppercase, all exclamation marks. And this is exactly what these smart city mavens, these people who are mapping out our cities with envious eyes, and they want to destroy your world, and they want to lock you up in a prison that they own. And listen to how he puts this. Society turns its back on properties. Again, screaming that uppercase. Users of everything, nothing owners. That's exactly where they want you. But guess what? Somebody's going to own that stuff. It just ain't going to be you. And they're going to own you, is the bottom line. A change in the consumption habits, he says, of citizens is transforming the economy and business. Whether by necessity or by conviction, citizens relegate the acquisition of objects in favor of leasing services. Do you notice how he puts that over and over again? Not consumers, citizens. People are not choosing electric cars. Even with all the subsidies, they're still only 1% typically of what we see out there. And so the corporations and the governments are going to mandate this. So it isn't out of necessity or conviction. I would say it's out of either poverty or government mandates. And that's why this person, this smart city guy, is pitching this to governments, referring to these people as citizens. Just call them subjects, serfs, slaves. That's really what they, how they see you. And if they can't make you poor enough to give you, to cut off your electricity like they're doing in California, oh, it's all about being sustainable. Let me tell you, this is about austerity. It is about sustainable tyranny. It is about sustainability in terms of dominance by a technocratic elite. That is what we're really looking at here. And so I'm going to give you an example when we come back of how these people see the future. Airbnb for everything. That is the age in which we are about to embark. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show hosts, prominent guests I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago, and now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google, and Apple moved over there, and it's incredible, and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
History is happening right now. President Trump is trying to remove the swamp, the globalists that have been feeding on our nation and selling us out to the Chi-Coms and others. That's why Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that the Attorney General Barr has to resign because he's corrupt. That's because they know that he's getting ready to move against the deep state, that there are sealed indictments against McCabe and others. Already 2 weeks ago, the appeal by the Deputy Attorney General was rejected. The appeal was brought to him, and it was rejected. That means the indictment is there. That's why they're so panicked. That's why this impeachment's real. Of course it's made up. Of course it's a fraud. But it's the neocon and leftist deep state that knows they've committed so many crimes, their back is against the wall, and they're making their move right now. This is the time to be fully engaged, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for not just our nation, but the world's future. America is fighting for its life. There's a reason we were deplatformed 14 months ago. And it's because InfoWars has been over the target with something like a 98% accuracy rate. We have laid out everything that's going on, and folks are really paying attention now. That means now is the time to support the InfoWar more than ever, and we're going to take this thing over the top together. Everything must go super sale, ladies and gentlemen. This sale on some items on the site is the biggest sale we've ever offered. 40 to 70% off store-wide. Many of these are at cost or below because we're offering free shipping on every order and double Patriot points. Take advantage of the Everything Must Go sale, and the funds that come in allow us to fund ourselves into next year and order new product for next year at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all.
Yeah, as we look at the people who are selling us smart cities, and where did that come from again? Oh, that's right, it's from the United Nations. The same people who had an agenda for the drug war that they put through in 1961, 10 years before Richard Nixon copied it, put his name on the top of the homework and turned it in, called it his war on drugs. We've also had the UN arms trade treaty to get the idea of universal background checks, universal gun registration, That's now being accomplished in other ways. Of course, we had the false flags, the Gunwalker programs under both George W. Bush and Obama. It blew up with Fast and Furious, but they still tried to keep that thing going. We've had other UN agendas as well, but we had Agenda 21 sometime in the 21st century because of, you know, the environment thing. We're going to have to radically restrict people and lock them up in cities, and most of the earth is going to be off limits to those human beings who are kind of like a virus to Mother Earth. This wonderful, mysterious creature that was created by random chance, they tell us. And of course, we hear this narrative from Hollywood all the time. Mother Earth is angry. That's why we're having hurricanes and why we're having fires and why we're having hot weather or cold weather or fill in the blank. Mother Nature is angry. And you humans are like a virus. That's the old Gaia theory. James Lovelock, unfortunately for these people, has now completely repudiated the idea of man-made climate change. But nevertheless, they are still going to use that. And what the UN wants out of it is a global problem to assert a global solution via global government. And a key part of this, and you saw the old UN Agenda 21, you can see how they created megacities. You've now got Francis Ford Coppola about to do a movie. They're talking about how wonderful megacities are to condition you for that. But it got more specific. They came up with UN 2030 agenda. They started calling it smart cities. So it's not any longer sometime in the 21st century. It's now by 2030. That's why all these people are panicking, because they're running out of time. They got to get us all locked up by 2030. And it just happens to coincide with the fourth turning. And so you have people like Joaquin Alvarez saying society has turned its back on property, either by necessity or by conviction. No, it's either by poverty or by mandate. He keeps talking about citizens because, of course, if you take the viewpoint of people actually exercising their choice as consumers, it's not going to work. They're going to hold a gun to your head. They're going to prohibit automobiles. They're going to shut down the manufacturing of gasoline. They're going to lock you up in the cities. They're going to take away your guns. They've already taken away much of our communication. And he goes on to say, forget the way that you have spent your money so far and reset. Things are no longer bought nor accumulated. Now they are rented as and when one wants. Oh, really? You mean nobody owns this? Does this kind of sound like a Marxist-Leninist utopia? Nobody owns anything. Except how did that work out with communism and socialism? Well, you had the people who were at the top, the Politburo. It seems like they owned stuff. You could actually see it in Nicaragua, Venezuela. These people who have their kids who are multi-billionaires and are on social media with all of their hypercars and everything. They own stuff. Oh, they do. It's just the people who live in those countries don't own anything. But the Politburo, they own a lot. Look at communist China. Yeah, the people at the top, they seem to own everything, don't they? So it isn't like nobody owns anything. It isn't like we have all things in common and it's to each according to his need and from each according to his ability. No, it is a kleptocracy where these people have stolen everything from everyone else. They've turned everybody else into slaves, serfs, and people who don't own anything. That's another name for a slave or a serf. He goes on to say, governments cannot delay the regulation of the so-called platform economy any longer. So here's this guy, doesn't talk about consumers. He talks about citizens. He's making his appeal to government. Government, you have to do this. You have to regulate this. You've got to help us set up a platform economy. This is full-on fascism, folks. This is a merger of government with big corporations to control you and to own everything. And it is a form of Marxism. And it is being sold to us by the same people who are selling us this environmental panic, this alarmism. The new society says of rent, subscription, and payment for access is already a part of a way of life for millions of people around the world, especially for the youngest. Yeah, they can't afford anything. As I was just saying, you've got a firm now pushing to the millennials because they're so cash-strapped. They can't find a job. They don't know anything. They don't have any skills. They've just been propagandized as part of this Marxist rework of our culture. They don't even know what gender they are, so they don't have any skills. And they're having to go to a firm and get a layaway payment plan to buy sneakers. So, yeah, of course they do rent everything. And so he puts in his tweet out here. He references the Wired magazine article, Welcome to the Age of Airbnb for Everything. And it starts talking about one particular lady who started Airbnb for Boat. She calls it Boat Setter. Said she grew up in Lake Michigan. Her brothers had boats. They always had boats. They loved them, but they were whining to her about how expensive it was to keep up with the boats. And yeah, we all know that anybody's had a boat, you know, that it is a hole in the water that you pour your money into. But it's, it can be a lot of fun. But everybody always complains about it when they have to spend money on it, of course. And so she looked at this and she said, well, maybe that would be a feature. Maybe we could take these boats and when we're not using them, we could rent them out. And so they start talking about the sublet economy. And that can be a good thing. If you own something and you got some downtime in your home or with your boat or other things like that, it's a great way to have some supplemental income. And we all need supplemental income because we're not seeing our real incomes grow like they used to grow. But then they go on to talk about all the different things that are being rented. Think about this. As Wired magazine says, the rental economy is everywhere and for everyone. Airbnb-style marketplace for cars, for garage storage, for private jets, that's called Jetly. You can rent someone's bed for a midday nap, or you can swim in somebody's pool. It's an app for that. It's called Swimply. And then it gets to the point where in San Francisco, where nobody can afford a home anymore because there's so many regulations on the homes, they're doing the same thing to homes that they've done to cars, that they're doing to their electrical infrastructure there, the grid infrastructure. Nobody can afford anything anymore because they've made everything so many mandates from the Democrats. So people are having a hard time affording a home in the Bay Area. So they came up with rent the backyard. And you can rent, you can sell your backyard space to people. Great, you know, that's nice if you can make a little bit of income there. But that's not where these people are going. As I just pointed out, Joaquin Alvarez and the Smart City crowd, they want to make sure that nobody owns anything, except them, of course, because somebody's going to own it. But it's going to be them, or it's going to be the government that's going to own it. And when I look at all this stuff, even to the extent that people feel that they're having so much trouble making their mortgage payment, that they got to rent the backyard, and other people are so desperate because they live in an apartment and they can't get out anywhere that they would pay to rent the backyard. I'm reminded, you know, my father grew up in the Depression and he was so poor and he worked around the clock. I mean, he was working when he was 8 years old. They didn't have child labor laws there and he had to work. Everybody in the family had to work, get any money that they could. And I remember the story of my mom telling me that my dad would pay kids to rent their bicycle for a little while. He'd give them cash after his job just so he could get on the bicycle and go a little ways. That, folks, is my definition of poverty. Great Depression poverty. And that's what they have in mind for us. We'll be right back.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap. But, folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No, I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly on a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the Everything Must Go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are at cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others. And it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products. My friends, I've seen a lot of Donald Trump just like you have. And my goodness, yesterday's press conference, when they came in on him with all their garbage, the foreign reporters, the U.S. reporters, these little political sellouts, these whores, he just tore them to bits. And it's one thing to hear it if you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but if you see it, it's all at band.video. We've got the full press conference. We've got my boil down of how epic it is. It's all at band.video. And you've got to share this with people because Trump was hitting on all 45 cylinders. This was amazing. And he turned the nitrous oxide on top of it. So InfoWars, America, Trump, all of us, incredible things are happening. And we're sharing the ideas that are going to defeat the tyrants at band.video. And I got to tell you, we've done great video work, we've done great films, we've done so much, but websites are not our thing. Well, now they are. I'm so proud of band.video, folks. Check it out. There's a lot of new features, band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. As we look at the attempt to take away our ownership of anything, our ability to move, our ability to own firearms and shoot back, and, of course, our ability to communicate. They've come after that in a big way in the last couple of years. You've been very good to stand with us as we became the first target in the war against free speech. It's a war not only for your mind, but it is a war for the future. And it is already fully in force. You know, 9 months before they shut us down across the social media platforms and on YouTube, you had at the hearings, it didn't really get noticed except by the Socialist Workers Party. They wrote an article about it. And you had an individual who was with the military industrial complex, had been with the FBI and Homeland Security, had been in the military, and he was saying, we've got to silence the cannons on social media. We've got to enact full control. We need more control, not less. See, our government is not really approaching this any differently than the Chinese government is. They just want to make sure that they're the ones who get to call who gets censored and silenced. And this always happens. I mean, you go back a century ago as Woodrow Wilson was lying us into World War One. He'd said he wasn't going to get us into the war. And then, of course, you know, just like FDR later, you know, they both did get us into the war. But there was absolutely no justification, even attempted, really, for World War One. And yet it was a heavy campaign of propaganda that was conducted by Edward Bernays, the father of propaganda. Yeah, not Goebbels. Goebbels built on that foundation of Edward Bernays, who was working with Woodrow Wilson. And actually sending a film producer to jail, giving him 10 years in jail, a massive fine, completely ruined the guy's life. Why? Because he did a movie called The Spirit of 76, where he's talking about 1776. The British were the bad guys in that. That could not be allowed. They censored it. He put the stuff back in. Then they sent him to jail and took his money. And they said, you don't have any First Amendment rights when it comes to movies. Not if you want a war. And you don't have any First Amendment rights on social media. Not if they want to go to war with you and lock you up in the smart cities. And that's basically what we're looking at here. They want to control the election. They've got news guard, and they're going to guard the news very carefully, make sure that you don't hear anything except what they want you to hear. That's a project of Microsoft and DARPA. They've also got a project to count the votes in case the news guard doesn't work well enough. They can then count the votes. That's election guard. And so, folks, we're still here, and that's thanks to your support. I just want to remind you about some of the sales that we have right now. We have stepped up the sales. We now have 40 to 70% off dozens of products. We have the Everything Must Go emergency sale, making room in our warehouse for the end of the year. Of course, we have to pay inventory taxes here in Texas, so we make sure that we clear that out. But we also need to get this out of the way for new products. We've already sold out of some products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Pollen Block, and I hope we get Pollen Block back. That's the only thing my wife has found that really helps her sinuses. But and again, that's a very safe, natural product. We're out of some of those products, and many others are clearing the shelves very quickly. Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine, 70% off. We have Vasobeat, one of our new products, 50% off. Krill Oils and Ultimate Fish Oils, 25% off. And I've been taking krill oil. I've been taking Ultimate Fish Oil, and I didn't really feel anything. I took krill oil, and boy, that really, especially if you take it at night. Alex is right. I haven't seen Santa Claus yet, but some very vivid dreams. So I know that it's doing some good things for your brain, because you do need to have, you know, you look at people who are suffering from Alzheimer's. If you put them on a high-fat diet, they start to get functionality back. A lot of the problems I think that we're having, you know, look at a lot of different things that may be exacerbating Alzheimer's. Certainly, you know, people pointed to aluminum in products that we use and so forth. But I think also low-fat, no-fat diets have also taken a toll on people as well. So that's why I use the krill oil. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off the rest of the products, pretty much, with free shipping and double Patriot points. Things like BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Knockout, or All Natural Sleep Aid, many other products, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at what's going on with China here and the NBA stuff. I mean, you know, their censorship really has been a slam dunk so far. Because, again, as we're going to see and are increasingly seeing with the smart cities, it's the cooperation, the partnership, the public-private partnership of giant corporations, multinational corporations, with authoritarian governments. I mean, we look at what is going on with Apple, for example. This morning, when I was getting coffee, Fox News was on, and you had these people talking about what was going on with Apple. You know, of course, Apple immediately shut down the emoji for Taiwan. Communist China, or fascist China, whatever you want to call them, under Xi Jinping, they have for the longest time wanted to pretend that Taiwan does not exist. They've hated Taiwan ever since they failed to capture it, Mao and the Communist Revolution. I remember when we were adopting from China, we had friends who were adopting from China. My friend's wife was from Taiwan. They mentioned that. They thought, oh, that'd be good. And the people who were with the Chinese adoption agency said, take that out of there. If they see that, they will blackball your adoption. They hate Taiwan so much. They want to purge every mention of Taiwan. And so obsessed are they with that. And really, you know, we look at the communist Chinese, they are more like the Nazis. You know, Hitler did not shut down the private corporations. He wanted to control them. That's what these people in communist China are doing. And they are hyper-nationalist as well, just like the Nazis were. So they really, truly are fascists. And the people in Hong Kong know that. They called them Nazis more than communists. But they dictated to Apple. They said, we want you to remove the Taiwan flag emoji. They did that. And now, you know, when you capitulate to these people, when you kowtow to them, they come back for more. So now they want Apple to take down an app that was being used in Hong Kong so people could see where the police were. They could share where the police were. And so these people on Fox News talking about that and saying, isn't this horrible that Apple is doing what China is doing? And they said, yeah, you know, because the FBI wanted information off of phones and Apple wouldn't give it to them. And other police officers have complained that Waze is showing where police officers are parked. And so we need to be able to do that here in America. What's the matter with Apple? It's not a case of hypocrisy to them, right? As much as it is, yeah, we ought to get that same kind of control here in America. And it is coming to America because the conservatives, many of them, want the government to control this. It's just what we saw with the hearings that were being conducted in the wake of massive censorship against InfoWars. We were the first, at that time, we were the only people that had been purged. And little Marco Rubio chose not to have Alex. He pretended he didn't even know who Alex was when Alex went to the hearings anyway. He lied about that. He later admitted he lied about that. But he was telling these people, you're not going to do what China says, right? You're going to do what we say. Marco Rubio doesn't want free speech. Fox News doesn't want free speech. They want our government to act like the Chinese government. You have to understand. That's where we're headed. And they're bringing that to us. And so when you look at the NBA... and you see that there's been fallout with this. Mark Cuban, who's got, as they point out, Washington Times, he's got an opinion about everything. He owns the Dallas Mavericks. You know, it was the Houston Rockets that started this whole back and forth with China. So he's got the Dallas Mavericks. So he's got an opinion on everything. He doesn't like college. He thinks NBA officiating stinks. He thinks that President Trump is awful and so forth. But if you ask him anything about this brouhaha going back and forth between the NBA and China, he doesn't have anything to say. Very silent about that. But some other owners are not. You know, we had another owner who decided that he would use it as an opportunity to criticize President Trump, not the Chinese government. That's Greg Popovich, who owns another Texas basketball team, the San Antonio Spurs. And then we see in two games in Philadelphia, the Sixers threw out some people there in Philadelphia. They held up a sign that said Free Hong Kong and another one that said Free HK. And they were thrown out of the game. And then just in case you think that that was an aberration, same thing happened again in Washington, D.C. The Washington Wizards were playing a game against the Luang Lions out of Guangzhou. And some people held up some Free Hong Kong signs and they had them confiscated by security. We're now censoring free speech for the Chinese government here. And don't tell me they're not going to censor it for the American government when they demand it. They're already doing it. That's what happened at InfoWars here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows if the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hello, stupid Americans. Fentanyl, Chinese communist wagon here. I told you just a week ago, when you don't do what we say, you die. Look what happened to Hong Kong protesters. Oh, and don't forget, we killed more than Hitler ever did. And that's why the liberals love us. Oh. In America, the colleges that we fund teach no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Let me show you a trained slave.
No wall, no USA at all.
America is a rotting carcass covered in filthy maggots. Look at your own James Harden. He came out and apologized to us. That's good. And now we tell the NBA what to do, and the NBA say, yes, master.
Yeah, we apologize. You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing here.
Finally, you saw what happened to South Park. They talk about our re-education camps and our death camps and how Winnie the Pooh is banned. And let me now tell you what happens. They banned in our country. Then they put out sarcastic apology. That's not good enough. Once we take over, we're going to kill the South Park producers. That's what we do. Everyone is adopting our model. Big Tech is censoring Alex Jones, and now even Republican leaders, and they do nothing. Soon, sites like Panda Video will be shut down. You stinking Americans, do not share that site or Infowars.com. Submit. Do not fight back. Do what I say. I just caught you, American. You visited Panda Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Panda Video, or I have to hurt you.
And we're back, and that, of course, was one of our special reports. We now have the animated dragon back. Chinese dragon. I don't know who's doing that voice, though. Maybe you've got an idea. And as we're looking at this, we can kind of laugh at what's happening, but it's not really a joke. The way the companies are kowtowing to China because of their massive economic leverage, and it really only underscores how important it is for President Trump to start pulling this back. This has been going on for a very long time. Another example of this, Tiffany, I mentioned it briefly yesterday, but what it involves is just as we saw with President Xi being upset about Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh had to be purged everywhere. Why? Because somebody did a little meme, a cartoon, comparing him walking next to Obama, Obama being tall and thin, and he not being quite as tall, not quite as thin. So what they did was they showed Winnie the Pooh and Tigger walking. And so that made Xi furious. He perched it everywhere. Well, he kind of did the same thing with Tiffany's. You know, they've had a protest movement in Hong Kong after one individual was injured in the eye. They would have people wearing eye patches or covering one eye in solidarity with that person. Well, Tiffany had something that was totally unrelated. They had a lot of non-Asian actresses and so forth, and it was part of their I Spy ad. And because it was I Spy with my little eye, some kind of a trinket, you know, from Tiffany's jewelry. And the Chinese government, just like they did with Winnie the Pooh, had a problem with it, and so they pulled it. I just wonder how much longer it's going to be before Disney kills Winnie the Pooh. That actually was part of the South Park episode after the guy goes to China and gets arrested. He smooths things over with a Chinese dictator by shooting and killing Winnie the Pooh. I wonder how much longer that's going to be before the Chinese government actually gets Disney to do that so that they can make some more films. We're going to be right back with Mark Hall. You're going to find this very interesting. Stay with us.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining me now is Mark Hall. And of course, Mark is a documentary filmmaker. He's made films about a variety of subjects, a lot of them political, all over the world. I got to know Mark through a documentary that he did called Killing Ed. And it was initially a documentary about charter schools. And as a worst case example of how charter schools can go wrong, Mark started talking about the Gulen movement. And this is a movement now, last time we talked, Mark, they had what, about $750 million dollars in terms of subsidies. Where are they now?
Well, they're approaching $1 billion in terms of taxpayer money that we're paying them and our property taxes to go to education. They operate currently about 173 charter schools here in the United States. And the charter schools fund a lot of different other organizations that are non-educational that I think most Americans would be very concerned about.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, we look at this and as somebody who supports freedom of thought and freedom of education, I was always sympathetic to charter schools. The problem is that what in practice, what has happened with the charter schools is that they have been increasingly a product of big business, which doesn't really change the kinds of problems that I have with the government mandated school, because they kind of go off the same type of curriculum that they that the federal government is forcing on everybody. But then there's this aspect of crony capitalism, this public-private partnership. It is when you have a merger of corporations and government, it's never a good thing. And when you looked at what was going on with the Gulen movement, and of course, this Fethullah Gulen coming from Turkey and protected from deportation by the CIA and so forth, this guy has schools not just in the United States where he's getting nearly $1 billion worth of taxpayer money to run these schools, but he's running over 1,000 schools worldwide, and everywhere else they're Islamic madrasas. And he doesn't do that here. But there's a lot of other things that you uncovered in your documentary, Killing Ed, The FBI was investigating some of the fraud that was happening in some of these schools that they were setting up.
Well, Killing Ed is exactly that. It's an expose of this connection of a transnational Islamist. And I say Islamist, meaning this is a politically motivated Islamic group. This Islamist group, a cult group, operating our charter schools, educating well over 80,000 kids in 26 or 27 different states here in the United States. There have been some schools outside of the United States that have been shut down after the 2016 coup attempt that took place in Turkey, which has been attributed by many academics to being fomented by the Gulen movement. And, of course, as you say, Fethullah Gulen is protected by our government. He lives in Harmony in a very beautiful compound in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. He goes to and fro, goes to New York.
Which you shot pictures of.
Absolutely. They were not happy when we rolled up and started asking questions.
Yeah.
And they're still not happy with me as
well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They're not happy with me either for covering this because I've also covered this stuff and we had a situation. I don't do articles too often for InfoWars. As a matter of fact, it's probably the last time I did an article. I talked about the lawsuit that was being filed it's an international lawsuit. It was being backed up by the Turkish government with Erdogan against Fethullah Gulen. And I referenced your documentary, Killing Ed, and what was happening worldwide with the Gulen movement with their schools worldwide. And shortly after that, we got hacked. And they put up an article talking about a coup in Turkey saying that Erdogan was fleeing and it was my name that they put on there. And so the Gulenist, I think, hacked into that said, yeah, we've taken over Turkey and put that out there as kind of a thumbing their nose at both us and at Erdogan. And then that actually there was a coup of whether it was a false flag coup or whether they were involved in it. But they have a lot of people in Turkey. Then high positions, the Gulenists did, judges, law enforcement, civil government. And that's so there was something of a civil war going on there. The two of them used to be allies, mm-hmm. but then they developed a different vision for a worldwide caliphate. And of course, anybody that doesn't understand that Islam is both a religion and a political system, there is no separation of church and mosque.
Yeah.
Okay. They are unified always in their visions.
I would say brands. You're absolutely accurate in that, you know, this coup was a culmination of many years between 2013 and, let's say, 2016 of a soft civil war between Erdogan, who is the president of Turkey, and the Gulen movement led by Imam Fethullah Gulen of Pennsylvania. And the Gulen movement had infiltrated many areas of the Turkish government, the judiciary, the police force. Some would say they'd even infiltrated parts of the foreign ministry, their CIA, et cetera, and the military. Mm-hmm. So when the coup occurred, I remember watching, I was in a studio editing up some footage with an editor and it started coming through that there was this coup in Istanbul and people were being killed. And we were just thinking, this is probably Gulen's attempt at trying to become that person that leads Turkey and maybe reestablishes an Ottoman Empire, an Ottomanist Empire, because it's my opinion that he is neo-Ottomanist. I think that there's some that would say Erdogan is also someone that seeks to lead a bigger Turkey mm-hmm. that's in charge of the Islamic world. And it's been interesting to observe because people like yourself have been hacked or, mm-hmm. you know, parents have been here in the United States have been scared to talk about it. It's really an interesting situation that this group has been growing in the United States rapidly, an yes. Islamist group on our own tax dollars.
And we've got a lot of, as you point out in your documentary, a lot of Republicans and Democrats who are getting junkets to go and find out how wonderful Turkey is from the perspective of the Gulenists and so forth,
yeah.
right? And so we already are tightly linked to these individuals. And, of course, you know, Erdogan has not only got the competition with the Gulenists that are there, but he also has the PKK, a Marxist group that is ethnically Kurd. They are the largest ethnic minority in Turkey, 20%. And, of course, the Kurds are the largest ethnic minority in Syria at 15%. And so this helps to explain why Erdogan, by the way, a member of NATO, I would explain to Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham loves NATO so much, except under certain circumstances here. But anyway, talk a little bit about what you know about the Kurds and that aspect of instability there in Turkey.
Well, if you listen to representatives of the Turkish government, they will tell you that Turkey has really been at war with certain parts of the Kurdish community in the Middle East. And as you say, the PKK is a group that they consider to be a terrorist organization. And so when you look at the recent military operations, which I think we have to be concerned about and keep under observation for it spilling out into other religious minorities and other minorities beyond the Kurds, you have to understand that the PKK it would be like Al-Qaeda sort of being on the Mexican border down south of San Diego and going in and blowing up buses in Sacramento. These are things that the PKK and their armed groups like the YPG, also another Kurdish group called the PYD, all Maoist-style communist revolutionary groups.
They even call the ones in Syria, the YPG, they even call themselves a people's army or whatever.
Exactly.
And if you look at their flags, they're red. These are Democrats.
Sickle. Exactly. And so, you know, they're a group that's bombed buses in Ankara. They've killed people within the Turkish border. And there's just a long history of animosity between these two groups. It doesn't mean that all Kurds, from what I gather, are subject to the heavy boot of the Turkish military right now. But I do think what they're trying to do is eradicate what they view as a very dangerous terrorist threat. The PKK has been on the NATO watch list for terrorism. It's on the U.S.
watch list. Oh, yeah, and the EU as well. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about what is happening with the Gulen movement in Alabama. These people who have nearly $1 billion worth of tax money, they're now moving in a big way into Alabama.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. Constitutional lawyers, national talk show host, prominent guest I've had on over the years. And they're all saying, Alex, it's incredible. You've been obsessing on China since you got on air 20-something years ago, and now it's all coming true. How did you know it? Because the Council on Foreign Relations is the shadow government, and they admitted the plan to transfer all power to communist China. And almost everyone calling me says, yeah, and they banned you because you were saying all that and how Silicon Valley, Google, and Apple moved over there, and it's incredible, and wow, you're vindicated. You're going to get back on the air now, aren't you? And no, if we don't defeat this takeover, you're all going to be taken off. In fact, you're all going to end up getting put in prison camps. They're making their move. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your right to religion. They are coming for your soul.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Do you feel that my style is wrong or my substance is wrong? Trying to fact check the president.
The deceptive Humpty Dumpty troll known as Ryan Stelter and his little weasel minion, Oliver Darcy, have made it their life's mission to take patriots off the air and to censor us. And of course, he famously said, along with many others, that Trump is the InfoWars president.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
And you know what? It's true. Our audience of activists, our guests, our crew, and my drive and your drive has brought Trump to the White House and other nationalists to power around the world. And now Trump's openly coming out and declaring war on these globalist tyrants and their unelected anti-human tyrannies. So this is a day of great victory, and I salute you all, but now we're in the thick of the fight. So, InfoWarsStore.com for products you need, massive sales now, so we can continue on to the future and give these bastards one hell of a fight right until the end, until we've defeated them. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video. There's a reason we were deplatformed 14 months ago. And it's because InfoWars has been over the target with something like a 98% accuracy rate. We have laid out everything that's going on, and folks are really paying attention now. That means now is the time to support the InfoWar more than ever, and we're going to take this thing over the top together. Everything must go super sale, ladies and gentlemen. This sale on some items on the site is the biggest sale we've ever offered. 40 to 70% off store-wide. Many of these are at cost or below because we're offering free shipping on every order and double Patriot points. Take advantage of the Everything Must Go sale, and the funds that come in allow us to fund ourselves into next year and order new product for next year at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Mark Hall. And, of course, he did the documentary on probably the worst case example of what can go wrong with charter schools. And you really need to see this. It's Killing Ed. You can find it at killinged.com. You can find where you can watch the film. You can rent it video on demand. You can rent it on Vimeo, Killing Ed. You can also find it on Amazon. You can get the DVD. And I guess if there's other ways that you can get that, you can also find out more about it at killinged.com. But at the center of all of this is Turkey and what is happening in Turkey. And as we were saying in the previous segment, Erdogan is very concerned about the Gulenist movement. Fethullah Gulen, the leader of that movement, is kind of a mystic, another sect of Islam. But everybody in Islam wants to have a political aspect as well as their different religious visions of what the religion is. But they always merge it with a political aspect. Now, that's true of both Erdogan and of Fethullah Gulen. And, of course, it's the same type of thing that we've seen in a broader way across the Middle East, where you've got the Sunnis and the Shias and the Wahhabists and Saudi Arabia, and they all hate each other quite a bit. And so that is another, even though they're Islamists, they all have their own political and religious nuances, and they want to be the ones who are going to control the reconstituted Ottoman Empire. And, of course, when you mention that, you know, that's their vision to at least get back the Ottoman Empire if they don't get a worldwide caliphate. The Ottoman Empire breakup that happened about 100 years ago by the British is one of the reasons why we got the Kurds spread out with all these different countries that they arbitrarily set up. They are large ethnic minority in all these different countries and kind of a thorn in their side in all these different countries. And as we talked about, openly Marxist in most of these countries. The only one that wasn't identified as an only Kurd organization that wasn't openly Marxist and terrorist from that standpoint was a group of Iraqi Kurds, and the State Department said they're just organized crime. So these are the people that Lindsey Graham tells us we must have in order to have any security and safety in the United States.
Well, it makes you wonder why we would use proxies like this, this bad, to go and fight in a situation where I can see the need to get rid of ISIL. Mm-hmm. But once we've kind of accomplished that, I think it's time for us to kind of get out of that area. It's not in our backyard. There's other people that are more familiar with it. We've left it a mess in many, many ways. And, I think that someone like Lindsey Graham should not be proud of the fact that we've used very violent Marxist groups to affect our foreign policy.
Yeah, I think that his pal, John McCain, shouldn't have been posing with al-Nusra and al-Qaeda elements and helping to arm those people in Syria either. So let's move now from Syria to what's happening here in America. because, again, what got you onto the Gulenist movement and what was happening in Turkey was this massive charter school movement that is getting nearly $1 billion here in the United States. That's what your documentary Killing It is about. And tell us, you know, they began in a very, very heavy way in Texas. And that's where the vast majority of these schools are, and they've been welcomed with open arms by our lieutenant governor here, who, by the way, loves red flag gun laws and other things like that as well. But anyway, they were welcomed here in Texas and have quite a few schools here in Texas, and now they're making a move in a big way into Alabama, but they've been shut down in a couple of recent applications here in Texas. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, the Gulen movement and the charter schools that they've started to establish beginning in about 2000 really gained a lot of power here in Texas. They came in 2000, a man by the name of Sonar Terim opened the first Harmony Charter School in Houston at that time. Since that time, they've grown to about 56 campuses, Harmony campuses in the state. There's another six or seven Gulen-related schools that go by the name of SST, School of Science and Technology. These schools here in the here in Texas alone are getting in excess of $300 million of our tax money to operate the schools. And as we show in the film, we have former Gulenists, people that have left the movement, that inform us in the film that money, that those tax dollars are being skimmed in a number of different ways, in construction contracts with Gulen-related construction firms in Houston. And so
the visa stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the H-1 visas that bring in people for service jobs in Disney, where Disney tells people, you're all fired. If you want any severance pay, you're going to train your replacements from India. We're seeing this happen in a lot of different places, but it's a big part of these Gulen charter schools where, of course, we don't have anybody here in America who can teach math or anything. So they bring
English.
In, or English, right? So we bring in somebody from Turkey to teach English to people.
Yeah.
And you had some whistleblowers in your film.
Absolutely.
Tell us what they said about that particular program.
Well, the H-1B visa program is flawed. I mean, it's really corrupt, just like so many other things in our country these days. How in the world could a Islamist group operate, you know, almost 200 charter schools? Well, it happens in an America that's very corrupt here in the early 2000s. It's the only time I think we could see this because it's so absurd and strange. But as we show in Killing Ed, several of the men that we interviewed that had been with the Gulen movement, one of them lays out exactly how he came into the United States on an H-1B. It had all been arranged. He goes to the U.S. consul, I believe in Istanbul, gets his H-1B. He comes to a charter school in Ohio thinking that he's going to be the IT person. He's going to fix computers. Instead, they put him in a classroom. Well, he's never taught at all in his life. His English skills are pretty limited. It's not what he was led to believe that he was going to be doing. But this goes on over and over and over. And what we found out in researching, for the film is that there are well over 5,000 H-1Bs issued to Gulen-related charter schools and other entities in the United States over about a 10-year period.
And there are allegations of kickbacks with
them. Oh, absolutely.
They were paid quite a bit more than the American teachers were.
You're right, absolutely right, David. What would happen is it was understood that a Gulen movement follower of Imam Fethullah Gulen, when they came to the United States, they would have to be paid what the local salary would be. So let's say an English instructor here in Austin would get $40,000, according to the Department of Labor. Well, they would have to the Gulen movement teacher on an H-1B would have to kick back up to 30% of their salary back to in cash every pay period to the Turkish administrators of the charter school. So this has gone on for way too long. People are starting to understand it a little bit better. I think a few people have seen Killing Ed at the Capitol here. Uh-huh. I think a few have seen it in D.C. There's starting to be a sort of a pushback. And what we've seen here in Texas is that the Gulen movement tried to apply for a third charter in June of this year by Sonar Terim, who had started Harmony. And he wasn't granted that charter. Now, that was a big surprise. No one thought that would happen And it was denied him after he basically lied, or as one of the State Board of Education board members said, he had alternative facts about what, you know, what the truth was in regarding his application. So there's been some pushback. There's been a lot of pushback recently in Alabama. And I think the Gulen movement will continue to grow. And they desperately need to grow their charter schools in the United States because we are paying for their growth.
But in a situation where we're so politically corrupt and there's so much money involved here, I mean, tell us how much Sonner Tarrant makes just from one of his schools.
Well, he's recently opened a chaotic charter school in Alabama, in Montgomery, Alabama.
We'll be right back.
Communist China quietly bought up Hollywood more than a decade ago, and they've been approving almost all the scripts that you see on television or in the movies for many years. And now they own our debt. Now they own the Democratic Party. Now they've merged with Silicon Valley to censor patriots off the air. The Washington Post comes out and says they hope that Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, will, quote, destroy Trump. That's a headline. So InfoWars has been the Paul Revere of this operation. We have blown the whistle continuously and have been proven right. And that's why it's more important than ever that we override Silicon Valley and their Chi-Com masters by word of mouth and spread the word about InfoWars and check out InfoWarsStore.com. That's where the arsenal of our republic is being funded. That's where the tip of the spear is continually being forged, is InfoWarsStore.com. As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap. But, folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No, I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly on a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the everything must go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are to cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others. And it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products. Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video. But it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. Hey, I told you, don't go to band.video. I'm watching you. Our system has been adopted worldwide. Soon, we will kill you if you don't do what we say. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've been talking to Mark Hall, giving us a little bit of background on Turkey. Got into that because he started looking at charter school issues and found out about the Gulen movement that is getting nearly $1 billion now worth of federal, of taxpayer money. It's not just federal. It's across the country. Massive network of schools here in Texas. They started making their move into Alabama as well, but they've run into some snags in Alabama, haven't they?
They've really run into some problems there. And right before the break, you were asking me, you know, about Sonar Terim, who is the founder of the Harmony Gulen chain here in Texas, 56 locations. Sonar's being paid $30,000 a month for this one small school in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow, that's like a Hunter Biden deal.
It's like a Hunter Biden deal. Maybe even better, because that's per location. He gets 15% of all inflows into that school. They've already had problems.
That's gotta bother a lot of teachers out there.
Oh, sure.
To see somebody who is a teacher, who is an administrator of a charter school getting paid $30,000 per month, per location.
Exactly. And it's not that he's doing a stellar job. Teachers say he very rarely shows up on campus, might maybe one day a week. He's trying to open up another school in southern Alabama. The community doesn't want it. This very rural, very small community is like, yeah, we just don't want our schools to be losing resources, which is what happens when charters come in. Mm-hmm. And in the same situation, in Montgomery, Alabama, you know, teachers have left. The school's only been open 6 weeks, but it's chaos. They don't have enough room, for 70 elementary age kids. They don't have a single room to teach them in Lead Academy in Montgomery. So they have to go outside and teach them outside.
Well, you brought me an article here from the Alabama Reporter, and they're talking about that Lead Academy there in Montgomery. They said it was a chaotic mess. Tell us what happened there the first 6 weeks. They were complaining about what had happened in that school.
Well, there's all kinds of complaints. There's no resources. There's utter chaos in terms of management. Sonar Terim has sold his services from a Houston-based company that seems to be a front for other Gulenists that to provide services, curriculum, real estate, IT, all from Gulen-related companies. They're all supposed to be providing their expertise to this school. But it's in such sad shape that, you know, within the matter of 4 or 5 weeks, principal's out. Who do they bring in to serve as an interim principal for a few weeks? A guy from Harmony, a Turkish Gulen follower to serve as the interim principal.
So we've got this Turkish imam protected by the CIA, comes here to America. He's getting $1 billion to have, Turkish teachers running these charter schools here in America.
It's odd. I mean, I think I agree with you that it seems like our government is protecting this particular cult group from Turkey, a cult group that tried to overthrow the existing government. Whatever you may think of Erdogan, that man has been elected 4 different times mm-hmm. democratically. And so what is it that, what's our real interest here?
Yeah.
We have to ask ourselves, why is our government, whether it's the CIA, the State Department, or the FBI, why are they providing such cover to a group that is doing such harm to us?
And I have to ask, why are we going through this kind of corruption that we see in these charter schools? Because it's not just the Gulenists. You're talking about IDEA, which is another charter school organization. Tell us about the connection with Beto O'Rourke and IDEA.
It's really interesting. When I heard this story, I thought, you know, this is really odd. But, you know, I have it on very good information, several different sources, that Beto O'Rourke's wife, who had established a charter school in El Paso, Texas, where they live, she had arranged for the financing of an additional large number of charter schools to be operated by a charter operator called IDEA from the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. I believe IDEA received about $200 million.
And they're so flush with cash now that they fly their executives first class, and they're looking for a private jet to buy.
Oh, well, you know, so, they didn't have a shortage of private jet pilots.
That's where our tax dollars are going.
That's great. Well, see, that's the kind of corruption that we see. And I understand the impetus with charter schools. I understand that there are some independent charter schools that people have put together. The problem is that when you go to the government to get a subsidy for something that you want to do, there's an inherently corrupting thing that happens with that. And that's why we've had these types of discussions with homeschooling groups that I've been involved with. And my advice to them was always, do not take any government money. You take government money, they're going to control you. If you take it because you want to have intramural sports or whatever for your homeschool group, they're going to use that to control you. And the same thing is true of the charter schools. We need to cut off the government. And if we can't do that with our own children's education and start taking control of it, because ultimately it goes back to, you have to understand that how vital the education of your children is. If you want them to be able to think freely and independently, if you want them to have your values, you have to understand that there is no such thing as a secular education. That is a, you have, it's just whose values are going to be taught. You know, what religion are you going to be teaching people? What culture are you going to teach them? And it goes to those essential ingredients, but it's really the corruption that we're talking about here. And the fact that even when you bring in government to do something that you agree is something that needs to be done, like education, they corrupt it. And we see that in health as well. You know, we're looking at the FDA. It's the corruption between the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies. You know, again, we could start by saying, well, there's no authority for the federal government to be involved in education. There's no authority for the federal government to be involved in telling us what food and what drugs we should have. That's something that could and should be done at the local level. They pull this kind of stuff in like they did with GMOs because they were losing, the big corporations, the big multinationals were losing at the local level. So they said, well, let's go to, we don't want a patchwork quilt of regulations, so let's just shut this all down from Washington. And that's the way these guys operate. So they've shut down stem cell use of your own fat cells. You went down to Panama, and I really want to talk to you about that because I have a couple of different family members that were in the process of using their own stem cells, and that got just arbitrarily shut down by the FDA usurping authority that it had never claimed it had before, and saying you're not going to do that and you're not going to be able to store that. Tell us a little bit about what you saw down in Panama.
Well, you've been a really strong voice about the use of stem cells as an emerging way of curing disease in our country.
Not just covering it up.
Not just a palliative to cover up the illness, you know, that pharmaceuticals generally offer us. And, you know, I was very interested in some of the things you've said about your own family's issues with the U.S. government. I spent about a year researching stem cells for my mother, who is in her late 70s. She has some issues with her eyes, some other autoimmune issues. And, you know, what we found is that stem cells would probably help her in many ways, but hopefully reduce the problems with her eyesight. There was no other known treatment for the genetic disorder that she has. And we ended up going to Panama for treatment. Now, why Panama? Well, there seems to be only four nations in the world. That doesn't include the United States, but four nations in the world that offer this type of treatment where they use mesenchymal stem cells that are taken from the umbilical cords of born babies postnatally. Mm-hmm. They take those cells, they grow them in a bioreactor. The doctors in Panama that operate the Stem Cell Institute there, they're all U.S. trained, and actually one of the founders is a U.S. doctor who couldn't do his treatments and applied research here in the United States. So I took my mother down there recently, and after 3 days of intravenous stem cell treatment, you know, we were starting to see some pretty amazing changes in her strength, you know, some clarity of her vision clearing up a little bit. We know that it may take up to 10 weeks or so before we see.
We're going to talk about that more when we come back. We got a hard break here. And this is the same clinic that Mel Gibson took his father to.
That's right.
Correct? All right. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows if the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism was doomed to fail if we just exposed it and then resisted it. Didn't I say 1,000 times that there's no way you're going to have an authoritarian corporate world government above the law that doesn't pay taxes, that has diplomatic immunity, that runs around saying it's communist and socialist, power to the people, but then meanwhile is tax exempt again offshore? Well, Trump got that, and all these other populists get it. Why would you throw away wealthy, successful countries and cultures just so you can say the communist Chinese that David Rockefeller put in power are better than everybody? That is a sick, freakish joke. And I will not stand by and watch humanity turn over to these people. And I beg God for the strength and the will to have the discernment to help be part of their defeat. And I've been saying that prayer for 20+ years. And God is delivering because God is great. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. And now let's move forward against the NWO. Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true. I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point. And we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission. China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset and then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get into this right away. We're talking to Mark Hall. We've been talking to him about the charter school issues, about what's going on with Turkey, the big footprint here in Turkey within our charter schools. But Mark also has had some experience with stem cells. And when we're talking about the charter school issue, the central part of that is the corruption that has come along with the government involvement. And that is also, I believe, the central aspect of what is happening now with the stem cell treatments that have been prohibited. I had an interview a couple of times with Lori Gregory of Mom Street Journal. She was helping Kristen Camella, who was fighting the federal government, trying to shut down the process that she was doing. My family was involved in that as well. using your own fat cells to, you extract some fat cells, you put them in a centrifuge, you extract the stem cells, and then you inject the stem cells that you remove from your own body back into your body. And the FDA says, no, you can't do that. Now, how in the world does the FDA have jurisdiction over that? That's your own cells. And if, as I've said many times, if they're going to stop that, they have to stop Joe Biden from getting his hair transplants. They have to stop the in vitro fertilization, which I hope they don't do, and the storage of embryos, because they've now shut down the storage of these fat stem cells and so forth. I did an interview with that. You can still find that, by the way, if you search for it on YouTube. They haven't, YouTube hasn't associated that with me too strongly yet, so they haven't purged that. Anything that I have gets purged, but it's still up on somebody else's site, and I'll be linking to that before too much longer. Want to have it up, but let's talk a little bit about the other types of stem cells, because one of the things that a lot of people have been concerned about, we know that stem cells taken from aborted babies have been something that the partners of the FDA are looking at. They want to patent, they want to take the stem cells from aborted babies and they want to patent them. And that's really what I think the end game on all this stuff is with the FDA. And that's my personal opinion. That's what I think that they're doing, is they're going to suddenly see the light as to how effective these things are once they can use the patented stem cells that Big Pharmaceutical makes from aborted babies. But there is a third alternative, which you took your mom to down in Panama, which is not your own stem cells exclusively, or do they use their own stem cells?
No, okay. No.
So it's not your stem cells. It's not the stem cells of aborted babies. These stem cells come from the umbilical cord of babies post-birth.
Yes.
And they cultivate those.
That's
and
correct.
Then use that to treat people. So tell us how this worked out for your mom.
Worked out really well. I you know, there are very few side effects from this treatment. It's, you know, it's biologic. It's not like a pharmaceutical. You can't get too much of this and have an overdose or have an allergy.
And that's the key thing, too, because when we're talking about this, the FDA has never said they had the authority to regulate any biologics. That was another aspect of it.
Well, and I think the controversy was generated, you know, about a generation ago with fetal stem cells. Mm-hmm. And those are still problematic. There, I would imagine, yeah, there's a lot of pharmaceutical research in it, but most of the people that I've talked to that have experience in stem cells say you don't want to deal with those embryonic stem cells anyway. They see that they cause cancer for some reason. So they're focusing on three different types of stem cells. So
it's important that we make a distinction, because most of the people that I talk to, when they hear stem cells, they think aborted babies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we need to distinguish that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are, as you say, there are fat-based adipose stem cells that we can take from our body, spin down, take those stem cells and put them into joints, into our back, other places that need some additional healing strength. That's what stem cells do. Mm-hmm. As we age, we don't have as many of those stem cells. And it's really part of the regenerative process of our bodies. If we don't have those cells.
It's a big factor for osteoarthritis, arthritis that comes with old age, but also for a rheumatoid arthritis.
Sure.
They had a lot of success with, you said, with multiple sclerosis. They were curing it down there in Panama?
In Panama, it seems that they are curing. I mean, this is amazing. They are curing people, apparently, of MS. Mm-hmm. And I've met people who had to retire. I met a gentleman who was a football coach in Ennis, Texas. In the, you know, he was in his 50s. He had such bad MS. He could not get onto the field and talk to his players. He had to retire, and he heard about mesenchymal stem cells. And I guess after about 2 years of treatment, you wouldn't know that he has MS.
Wow.
I mean, he can walk. He doesn't need a cane even.
And see, that's what got the FDA after Kristen Camella, because she was so enthusiastic about this. She was saying, look at this. We've got 80% cure on this and 85% cure on that. Looking at things like autism and other issues, like, you can't say that, you know, so they came after her for that as well. I think it's one of the reasons why they came after her.
Well, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, so there's the adipose stem cells. There are these mesenchymal stem cells, which is what they're using in Panama, which are umbilical stem cells. They're not your own. So the FDA really has a problem with this.
Well, they have a problem if you use your own as well.
Well, they do. If they're, as I understand it, David, they have a real problem if they are manipulated. Mm-hmm. So there
are a centrifuge. That's too much.
Well, you know, it seems like there's changing, and I'm not mm-hmm. a doctor, and I don't deal in this. I've just been observing it, and I appreciate your strong words on the need for this because I think so many people in our country could benefit from this. But
it's a misplaced paternalism. But let's understand that at the bottom of this, it's about corruption.
It seems really like it, yeah.
It's about usurpation of authority, and the purpose of it is corruption for big pharmaceutical companies. I've seen it too many times. I'm absolutely convinced of it. There's absolutely no authority for them, in my opinion, for the FDA to even exist, let alone for them to extend it into biologics, to extend it into cells taken from your own body and then put back into your own body to actually cure it. But tell us about your mom. How has she been doing after this?
She's doing very well, and we're starting to see, you know, some things that are giving her additional strength. Stomach issues that she's had for a while now are resolving themselves. She's reporting that she can see a little bit better, less cloudy. We will know after about 10 weeks, so we still have some time to see what the final results of this will be. But she told me the other day that she thought, just alone from what she's seen, it was worth it to her. Her issues were not as chronic as somebody that has acute autism or has MS or some of the other things that they're treating there. But in terms of what her needs were and sort of slowing down this genetic blindness, it's our hope that that will happen. She saw very few side effects. She had some flu and cold symptoms on the second day of treatment. Those resolved themselves. She had some pain because she's got some rheumatoid arthritis. And what these mesenchymal stem cells do is go after inflamed areas of your body. So if you have arthritis, they're going to go and try to repair those areas of your body that are the most inflamed and then go after other things afterwards. So, but in terms of it being something like major surgery or mm-hmm. pharmaceutical dosages or those things that can really, really damage our cellular structure, leave us weakened, I didn't see anything like that at all. And I think she's far better off after having three of these injections over a 1 week period than, you know, anything else she's tried in recent years.
And that's great to hear. And of course, Mel Gibson went on with Joe Rogan, talked about his father who was elderly and just, they said, well, there's really not much we can do for him because all these different aspects of his body are just wearing out. Took him down there on a stretcher and you know about that.
To Panama, right.
Yeah, Took him down.
Hatton came down, as I understand it, in a wheelchair. They treated him, you know, the Mayo Clinic had said, hey, Mel Gibson, take your dad home because he's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. Well, Hatton just celebrated his 100th birthday. He had those treatments 8 years ago.
Yeah, he took him down there on a stretcher. And after he was there for a few days, he went and walked out on his own power.
There's all kinds of people that are going to this little clinic in Panama. It's a very well-run clinic. But you see people from Amsterdam, from India, from the Channel Islands in England, of course,
from
the United States.
See, this is what infuriates me, is that this would be kept from us by our government.
Yeah, it's infuriating.
They have absolutely no authority to keep this from us. If it is, you know, we've already had, as a matter of fact, Kristen Camilla treated over 6,000 people. And didn't have any serious side effects with any of this stuff and had some very good positive effects. But that's what they keep from us. Thank you so much, Mark. And, of course, you can find Mark's documentary, again, Killing Ed, killinged.com. You can stream it off of Vimeo Video On Demand. And you can also buy the DVD on Amazon. And, folks, if you want to keep us here, make sure you take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've had the 50% off free shipping and double Patriot points on the natural nutraceuticals that we sell. You know, we just don't understand how effective and safe natural ingredients can be. Just like we're talking about using your own cells. We just had the story that was up on Drudge Report for a day talking about how lycopene that was concentrated, lycopene, which is in tomatoes, gives them the red color. They would concentrate that and that would bring up the sperm count of individuals. Pollen block that we have, that has been amazing for my wife, and that is just quail eggs, essentially. And so there's many safe and natural ingredients. When we look at bodies, that's a natural anti-inflammatory ingredients. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all the InfoWars Life products. Some of them we've discounted all the way up to 70%. Free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.